Did you know that third grade is a pivotal year for students learning to read? Reading proficiently by the end of that grade can be a marker for successes through a student's college years. Angelique Jessup, Program Director at the Baltimore Campaign for Grade Level Reading, tells us more about reading development.
School is almost out, which means summer break is just around the corner. We often think of summer as a time to take a break from school and have fun with our kids. As a mom of two, I'm surely looking forward to the change of weather and busy pace. But I also want to make sure my kids have opportunities to explore and learn new things while having fun. Did you know that low-income students can lose up to 3 months or more of reading progress by the start of the next grade? Much more than their higher-income peers. We call this summer learning loss, and it is a real challenge impacting the opportunity gap. According to the National Summer Learning Association, by the fifth grade, summer learning loss can leave low-income students 2.5 to 3 years behind their peers. So as we head into the warmer weather, it's important to remember that one of the best and simplest ways to stem this challenge and keep kids learning is reading. The Baltimore Campaign for Grade Level Reading is a coalition of nonprofits, public agencies, and other organizations working to build strategies, resources, and programs that help all children read well by the end of third grade. Studies show that third grade marks a turning point between learning to read versus reading to learn. Children who are successful readers by the end of third grade are more likely to succeed in school, less likely to repeat a grade, and more likely to graduate from high school and attend college. If you're wondering what you can do to make sure your child or the children in your community are staying on track over the summer, we've got some ideas. At the Enoch Pratt Free Library Summer Challenge, your child can earn prizes for completing learning activities each day. There are programs for all ages so the whole family can sign up. Your child can take advantage of summer programming with Rec and Parks, Baltimore City Public Schools, Parks and People, or Summer Reads programs at participating Weinberg Foundation libraries or other locations across the city. Grab a book from one of our 37 little free libraries located throughout Baltimore or volunteer to help keep them filled. Read for 20 minutes a day with your child. I found the summer to be a great time to read with no schedules or school projects to worry about. Explore your child's latest curiosities or interests in the pages of a book. Have fun while you read and mix it up. You can tell or make up a story or have your child read a recipe as you're making dinner. By working together as a community to keep children reading, we can fight summer learning loss.
The Campaign for Grade Level Reading is managed by the Fund for Educational Excellence, which you can learn more about by visiting ffee.org. Email bemoreReadmore@ffee.org to get involved. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.